than love so brief.
Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome back to hour two of Swing Time with Mike Coates, your presenter for this second instalment. And welcome back from holiday to colleague John Yule. I think the phrase is like a giant refreshed. But if he isn't quite in that frame, then perhaps my first track, which was called That Healing Feeling, may well have rejuvenated him. That Healing Feeling was played by a group led by Groove Holmes and consisted of Lawrence Lofton, trombone, Ben Webster on tenor, Groove Holmes organ, that's Richard Groove Holmes organ, Les McCann piano, George Freeman guitar, and Ron Jefferson drums. It was recorded in Los Angeles for the Pacific, or indeed even World Pacific, jazz label in March 1961. And indeed, if John wasn't feeling up to scratch, or perhaps you're feeling a little under weather, I've got a man who knows a man who will put things right for you. You will know the medical man concerned immediately. Yes, Jolly Roll Morton there. And also the first of my two classic jazz records for the second part of Swing Time. Another classic to follow later, but from a different period of jazz. The makeup of the Jelly Roll Morton group, who were his Hot Peppers, were George Mitchell on cornet. We heard George Mitchell last week with the New Orleans Wanderers. Kidori on trombone, Omar Simeon clarinet, Johnny Sensier on banjo, John Lindsay bass, and Andrew Hillier on drums. Jelly Roll Morton, of course, piano, vocal and speech. That was recorded in Chicago on the 16th of December 1926. And I think John R. T. Davis did a great job on bringing that up to acceptable hi-fi for the years of today. A character now from a different aspect of the arts, literature. Mr. Mantalini appears in the book Nicholas Nickleby by Charles Dickens. A feckless sort of fellow who stays afloat mainly as a result of his wife's efforts. He always refers to her as the demdest little fascinator, and she is portrayed in the John Dankworth suite What the Dickens. Solos on this track are taken by Kenny Wheeler on trumpet and Chubby Hayes on tenor. The demdest little fascinator.
Thank you.
An unusual British jazz record there, as it included the playing of a harp, which was performed by David Snell. And the big band, conducted by Johnny Dankworth, had some stalwart names in for the period, which was 1963. Leon Calvert, Dick Newton, and Kenny Wheeler, Gus Galbraith, and Tony Russell on trumpets. Sorry, Tony Russell on trombone with Eddie Harvey. Don Snyder, vibes. John Dankworth played alto clarinet. He composed the piece and he also arranged the piece. Roy East was on clarinet. Art Ellefson on tenor and bass clarinet. Toby Hayes, as I mentioned, on tenor. Vic Ash also played clarinet. I think that was a bass clarinet I heard there. Alan Branscombe was the pianist. David Snell, as I mentioned, harp. Kenny Napper, or Spike Heatley, on bass, and Johnny Butts on drums. And that was recorded between July and October 1963, not quite sure of the exact date. And it's from John Dankworth's suite, What the Dickens. After the initial success of the pianolist Jerry Mulligan Quartet in the early 1950s, Chet Baker left the group around autumn 1953. Mulligan's next group included John Eardley on trumpet and Bob Brookmeyer on trombone. It is that sextet up next. They play a John Eardley composition, which is called Demanton. I'm sorry, I have absolutely no clue as to what that refers to. A composition, as I say, by John Eardley, plays trumpet, Bob Brookmeyer trombone, Zoot Sims appears on tenor, Jerry Mulligan baritone, Peck Morrison is the bass player, and Dave Bailey at the drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 21st of September 1955. Demanton. We'll be right back. Relatively early Jerry Mulligan sextet group has always impressed me. I do hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. Now, my second classic jazz record today. It's an album title track on the Blue Note label. It's Song for My Father, of course, by Horace Silver. Carmel Jones trumpet, Joe Henderson tenor, Horace Silver piano, Teddy Smith bass, Roger Humphreys on drums. Recorded at Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey, which makes it a Van Gelder production, on the 26th of October 1964. Song for My Father.
Thank you.
My old mate and presenter colleague, Brian Hinchcliffe, would have welcomed that. One of his favourites. Continuing in the hard bop style, but from a later date than the previous disc, the group Superblue includes members who served their apprenticeship with such as Art Blakey, Woody Shaw, and Johnny Griffin. So it's no surprise that their performance that's coming up is a direct extension of their earlier experience. They play a classic piece from that period also. This is I Remember Clifford by Superblue. Don Sickler, trumpet and arranger. Roy Hargrove, trumpet and flugelhorn. Frank Lacey, trombone. Bobby Watson, alto. Bill Pierce, tenor. McGrew Miller, piano. Bob Hurst, bass. Kenny Washington on drums. This was again recorded in the Van Gelder studio in Englewood Cliffs on the 26th of April 1988. I Remember Clifford.
Thank you.
This is Swing Time, broadcasting on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates presenting the second half of the programme. A further tune now associated with the bop period again. After his association with Ella Fitzgerald, I'm sure that Tommy Flanagan had no trouble in accompanying this singer, although it's possible he might have expected a little more staying power with the piece that they started off with. This is Daryl Sherman, vocal, Frank West, flute, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Jay Lenhart, bass and arranger. The track was recorded in the NOLA studio, New York City, between the 17th of March and 11th of June 1997. And the track they start with is Groovin' High.
Need for a riot, quiet. You never ever seem to lose your speed. Can't you sigh it, quiet? If I could only make your lips take heed, we could have a good time while we're swinging along. We might even hear the bells ringing along, slowly, sweetly. If you and I are gonna have a romance, make it nicely, neatly. Our love affair would stand a better chance. Make it softly, discreetly. And while the other couples start to dance, we'll take a flyer, light up our fire of love. A better chance. Keep it softly, discreetly. And while the other couples start to dance, we'll take a flyer and light up a fire. We'll take a flyer and light up the fire of love.
My playlist today is turning out to be a recollection of bop, of later and earlier bop. Another 12-inch vinyl new reissue also falls into this category. Four of the tracks issued were composed by Benny Golson, and it's fair to say that this disc too has classic stamped all over it. It's a Blue Note album, and which was on the original label. The new format is somewhat different, and I'll give it you. It's on an album which is called Number One Essentials, and the number is 291025. But we all know it better as the Art Blakey and his Jazz Messengers with the Benny Golson composition Blues March. The title of the actual album is Morning, which certainly puts it into the classic category. Lee Morgan, trumpet, Benny Golson, tenor, Bobby Timmons, piano, Jimmy Merritt on bass, and Art Blakey, of course, at the drums. Van Gelder was still a four in recording this in Hackensack, New Jersey, the 30th of October, 1958. Blues March. We'll be right back. Once again, tempus fugit, and I am obliged to put the shutters up on another Swing Time programme. Mike Coates here saying thank you for listening. I do hope that you have enjoyed the music from both halves of the show. Why not tune in to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more jazz, swing and blues music. And, of course, do take care out there. A longish track to take us out. It's King Oliver's 1923 opus, Snag It. Two trombone players responsible for this one, which was recorded on the 11th of December 2000. It's the Chris Barber Jazz and Blues Band and Bob Hunt and his Ellingtonians. This is Snag It.
Thank you. Sheffield Live.